Huh? Nothing. The flames were mastering the branches. The bark was curling and falling away, the wood exploding. The tent fell inwards and flung a wide circle of light over the mountaintop. Sam. Huh? Sam! Sam! Sam looked at Eric irritably. The intensity of Eric's gaze made the direction in which he looked terrible, for Sam had his back to it. He scrambled round the fire, squatted by Eric, and looked to see. They became motionless, gripped in each other's arms, four unwinking eyes aimed and two mouths open. Far beneath them, the trees of the forest sighed, then roared. The hair on their foreheads fluttered, and flames blew out sideways from the fire. 15 yards away from them came the plopping noise of fabric blown open. Neither of the boys screamed, but the grip of their arms tightened, and their mouths grew peaked. For perhaps 10 seconds they crouched like that, while the flailing fire sent smoke and sparks and waves of inconstant light over the top of the mountain. Then, as though they had but one terrified mind between them, they scrambled away over the rocks and fled.
This is really creepy. I was confused at first because the narrator doesn't tell us what the twins saw. The only clue he gives us is the plopping sound of fabric getting blown open. That gives it away, though. That and the fact that this scene comes right after the description of the parachutist floating down. Imagine how eerie it must have been. You're on a mountain in the middle of the jungle. It's dark all around except for the light from the fire flickering on the rocks. All of a sudden, there's this big billowing thing with this creature bowing up and down underneath it. I doubt the twins saw enough to figure out what it was, and I don't think they stuck around long enough to try. Let's read more. Follow along after the space on page 98 where it says, Ralph was dreaming.
Ralph was dreaming. He had fallen asleep after what seemed hours of tossing and turning noisily among the dry leaves. Even the sounds of nightmare from the other shelters no longer reached him, for he was back to where he came from, feeding the ponies with sugar over the garden wall. Then someone was shaking his arm, telling him that it was time for tea. Ralph, wake up! The leaves were roaring like the sea. Ralph, wake up! What's the matter? We saw the beast.